Well, investors have responded quite well to construction group CIMIC's half-year profit results out today. In fact, CIMIC shares are up about 2%. They're continuing to outperform the broader market in 2017, up about 12% since January, and they're in the fourth consecutive year of improvements as well. At first glance, though, CIMIC's half-year results did fall a little short of Bloomberg estimates, but the reason for this really, and the reason why you can't look at these too deeply, is that the estimates were based on forecasts of just one broker. So overall, net profit after tax for the half rose by 22% to $322.9 million. That was thanks largely to its construction and mining businesses, but also the acquisition of engineering group UGL that it made last year. Another thing which has been received quite positively is the interim dividend, which has jumped by a full 25% or 12 cents on last year's div to 60 cents per share. And that's going to be paid out rather to eligible shareholders at the beginning of October. Cash flows, a very important number for construction groups, have also spiked to about $620 million over the half. Much of that work was actually done in the second quarter, and also has seen the amount of cash on hand for CIMIC jumping to more than $600 million. So that essentially does set up the company quite well for future growth opportunities, potential acquisitions, and also potential returns of capital to investors over the medium term. It has won a number of new projects, so work in hand has jumped to $35 billion. And the good news as well is that it's been shortlisted for some major projects like the Sydney Metro project, work on Sydney WestConnex, and also a deep tunnel sewage system in Singapore as well. And a few hours after the release of this result, it said that it's been selected by the Victorian government as the preferred group, as part of a joint venture, to actually do work on the Metro Tunnel project in Melbourne. This will end up being the biggest public transport project ever in Victoria. And to top it all off, CIMIC, as expected by most analysts, has also reaffirmed that it's on track for profit guidance of between $640 and about $700 million this year.